Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is the podcast for Christian fathers who want to grow their faith and lead their family well. And well, I'm back from break. It's been a break of really just almost breaking off, really, if I can be honest. Really been struggling. Really been having a hard time keeping up with life, keeping up with the podcast, keeping up with Heartworking Dad in general. It's one of those things where you just started to feel it slipping out of your hands, and you're doing your best to kind of weather the storm, take care of everything, and you really just start neglecting what really matters. And so I had to take a break to just be. You know, so often I can get caught up in doing and muscling things in my own strength. And I think that's when God just kind of lets these floodgates come, because then I come to the end of myself and I realize, yeah, I'm not doing it with God anymore. I'm doing it on my own. And that's dangerous. And I'm grateful that God has given me grace and wisdom to get to that point and know where I'm at. I really don't know where to start, except to just say, eventually I just really started feeling like a fraud. You know, here I am talking about Thanksgiving, gratitude, fighting fear with faith, and in my home and in my life, I'm struggling. I'm overwhelmed. I am just not present in my home. I'm holding expectations onto my wife and kids, and you know, you just feel like everything's crumbling, and yeah, you're just like losing control. And some of the things that I really that hit me was that I'm just a failure. I'm just a dad who is struggling, and really it just unearthed a core wound of fatherlessness. That's something that I've struggled with since going on this journey of really walking with God, knowing God. You know, I was Christian for 12 years. You got saved right before my son was born. And I treated my Christianity like religion. I was Catholic. And there's nothing wrong with Catholic, or if you're Catholic, but it's how you know, your walk with God. My walk with God is this and that. And honestly, it just became this and that. Do this, do that. And as I broke free from that, it opened up my heart to a whole nother way of relationship with God. But in that, there's still a lot of self in me. There's still a lot of things that I've operated out of. And those things gotta, you know, die to self. And that's what I'm working on, dying to self. And man, is it hard. Just when you think you got it, you don't. And I'm reminded, becoming king, that, you know, it's a process. And I think I heard Morgan Snyder say it on a podcast recently, and he was quoting Oswald Chambers, "The process is Oh, he was quoting Oswald Chambers, and I believe you're saying the process is, I just had it, and now I'm forgetting it again. The process is the purpose. The process is the purpose. And it's so easy to get lost in that because we just think purpose. Like, oh, I just need to get to this point. I just need to get here. I just need to have success here. And that's not the point. It's the process. Because it's in the process that you become who God meant when he meant you, me. So I really just took some time and, you know, to some degree, I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I think I just need to stop. And, you know, I'm grateful to have my wife and some close brothers who encouraged me not to stop. My wife encouraged me to ask different questions, though. She said, maybe you're not asking the right questions. And it was interesting that she said that because I just, you know, when I feel lost, I start to go back to a couple books that really helped me on my path. And one of them, like I just mentioned, Becoming a King, Wild at Heart. These guys have just been mentors and sages to me from afar. They have no idea who I am. But a lot of times they're like, you're not asking the right questions. And we can assume things. We can assume that we know the answers. We can assume that God's leading us here. But are we asking the right questions? And my wife reminded me that. And another brother said, hey, I don't think you should stop what you're doing. I think you should take a break and reconsider. See what the Lord is showing you. But don't quit. Don't stop. So, you know, but even then I still felt like I was going to quit. I was going to stop. And some of you are listening like, man, this guy is all over the place. And to be honest, I am. Because what I've come to realize is I'm just a first generation Christian dad trying to figure it out. And that's really what's been dawning on me is I think I was trying to be somebody that I'm not. I'm here to say that I'm sorry. Maybe some of you listen to this podcast because you thought I was a dad that had it all together, and I'm not a dad that has it all together. I'm actually a dad who is struggling to figure it out. I'm a first-generation Christian dad who doesn't have a reference point on how to lead my family, how to grow my faith, how to be a good husband. I just don't have a reference point for it. I don't know. And that's been really hard because I thought I could work my way to getting past that. I can just work my way to being a good Christian dad. I could work my way to growing my faith. And it doesn't work that way. Not when you've got some things that are just unfathered in your heart, some core wounds that you're still operating out of. And that's where I was, operating out of these wounds. So I want to talk about first generation Christian dads because I feel that's me. I'm honestly not that Christian dad, lead your family and do this, do that. There are a lot of great dads who do that, who have podcasts. And these guys, I look up to them. I want to be like them. But also, I'm not them. That's not me. And man, there's just so many things that the Lord has been speaking to me through his word, through study. I want to share, but it would just be a jumble. So I will break it down in my usual podcasting 15-minute format. This one's probably going to be a little bit longer. But so I don't want to do this and do this and do that. I mean, I did a course, and even though I feel like the course was really good, I had to honestly look at it and say, well, is this course me, or is this course me wanting to be like someone else? Wanting to share in another way that's not really authentic to me. And what is authentic to me is really being that first generation Christian dad. I feel like that's my people, because that's who I am. And I feel like when you're a first generation Christian dad, it's a struggle. Nothing is easy. And I think about two things. I think about, the pastor talked about generations. God blesses in threes, he said, generation. And he was talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I believe that's the three generations. Gosh, I'm not a Bible scholar. But anyways, Abraham being the father of faith, how hard was it for him? Because God has used Abraham to minister to me in different aspects of my life. I remember when I was coming, when we were faced with the decision to move from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, I didn't want to do it. And then I ended up coming across scripture where Abraham was called out of the land that he was living in. He was called out from his friends, his family, what he known, and just had to go into the unknown. And I just started catching all these reminders. I was doing a homeschool lesson with my son, and we're reading like a history book, and it talks about Abraham being called out. And then not to mention my daughter was really into Frozen, and that song, I don't know which one it is, one or two, but Into the Unknown, I don't know. That song hit me, and then, you know, it's just like you keep hearing these messages, and God calls. And it was just this calling that I felt like God was really just kind of laying on. And we were fasting, we were praying, and he really confirmed, we got to move to Vegas. And it was a tough decision. But going back to Abraham, I just think how tough it must have been for him being that first person to believe, the father of faith. You know, what did he have to go? What reference point did Abraham have of who God was? He didn't. His fathers, it wasn't the God of his fathers. It wasn't the God of his people. So what reference point does he have in walking with God? He had to just walk. He had to have faith. He had to trust. I mean, I think he's got probably one of the hardest trials. Sacrifice your son. God just straight put him on the test that, you know, of the same thing that God pretty much did of sacrificing Jesus, putting Jesus on the cross, waiting 20 years to see a promise fulfilled. And even then he sees his son, but it doesn't see his son as the many nations that number the sands of the sea. He just has his son. So he doesn't get to see these things, these acts of faith fully play out. They go beyond generations and they pass down, and his kids will be blessed because they have a reference point of who Abraham is. And then their kids will be blessed because they have the reference point of their father, whose reference point was Abraham. And then you think, though, it can start to get diluted past the three generations. But, you know, I just think for that first generation Christian dad, it's a hard road to pave. It's a hard road to walk, and it's probably more often a lonely one. And that's what I've come to realize is that, yeah, it's a tough road. It's going to take a lot of faith. It's going to take a lot of trust. It's going to take a lot of walking with God in ways that are uncomfortable and test my faith. But this is not for me. This is for my son and his kids, my kids' kids. This is the blessing that is going to go on. And we have to be the one as a first generation Christian dad to trailblaze that. And two movies stand out to me. There's this one movie, I can't even tell you the name. It was on Netflix. It was about a kid who like just fell into music, and his parents were getting divorced, but he was kind of the favorite one, so they're using him to get back at each other. Anyways, he becomes really good at music, and his brother was the one who kind of showed him music. His brother showed him everything that this kid was doing, but the brother never got anywhere. The brother never made it as a musician, and the brother was struggling more so with the parents. And the kid was just, he just had all this creativity. He was just writing these really good songs. He was going somewhere. And the brother got really angry and bitter. And the brother didn't know why. He's like, "Why are you so angry at me?" And he goes, "Because you don't get it." And this is coming from a different perspective, but he's like, "I'm the trailblazer. I'm the jet setter. I had to pave the way for you to be able to do what you did." He goes, "I'm the one who had to go through mom and dad's divorce and be the brunt of it so you didn't get it. I'm the one who learned this music, and then you got the gift of it. You get to go somewhere with it. I don't get to go anywhere." And he was just upset because he just had gone through so much, but the fruit of what he'd gone through really just passed on to his brother. And in the end, they make up. And that might be not the best example. But another example, which is a lot better, I probably should have just led with this one, was the HBO miniseries John Adams. John Adams is in the court with a bunch of French people, and they're asking him questions, and they say, "Oh, do you study the arts?" And he's like, "No, I don't." Like, "Why not? The arts is the new way to go. This is the new thing. Like, everyone should study the arts." And he goes, "I study law, and my son will study law in the hopes that his son can study arts." And it was just such a powerful point because it just meant that he's building a firm foundation for his family by studying law. He didn't come from that background. And he might have said that prior to saying that first part. But he's like, I am studying law to help my family. And in turn, my son is going to study law because that's going to help his family. And then through those two generations, they will be in a position of that their son, if he chooses to, can study art. The privilege is there. And that just showed the blessing that goes down through generations, but coming from ultimately his sacrifice, his work, his jet setting, his trailblazing. And that's what it's like. That's what it's like for us being those first generation Christian dads. And that's where a lot of my struggles are. Is that I'm trying to create a new path for my family, but there's no road yet. So I have to clear the road. I have to be the one that hacks down these trees and these weeds and create a road that my family can walk on. And it is not easy. It is challenging. But I think is well worth the work God calls us to be men of substance. And I think that's part of that, is that there is hard work involved, and it's not working your way to salvation, not working your way to freedom, but it is paving a path for your family in the name of Christ. So that's where I'm at. I don't know if it seems dramatic. I don't know if it seems just I'm all over the place, and I am all over the place. But one thing I hope to be is authentic. And I think that's where I really struggled, is because I just felt I'm probably not 100% authentic. I'm struggling here in more ways than one. And so this podcast, I'm kind of laying down expectations, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs. My wife works in a very well-established media company, so I know a lot of things to do, but I honestly can't do them. Yes, it's strategy. Yes, it probably works. Yes, it would probably grow my reach, but it's not me. And I don't want to be anyone but me. At least, you know, sometimes I wish I was like other people. I wish I was Bob Dylan. I could play guitar and sing. But you know what I mean. So it's just this podcast now is just, honestly, I'm going to just share what the Lord is showing me, how the Lord is helping to equip me to fight these battles for my family, and how I am learning humility, how I'm learning to just humble myself and not try to sit at the high table, but be content to take a seat at the lower table. And honestly, quite honestly, this is all coming from becoming a king. And I think many episodes, I actually just want to read books and unpack them. Unpack them in my head, unpack them with you guys as I feel that they are helpful. Bible studies, I just finished the Bible. It's been a couple years of going through the Bible. I was reading Old Testament, Psalm, five Psalms, and then a proverb and a New Testament chapter. And I was going through that, and then I had read Psalms, gone through Psalms probably a couple times, two or three times, really. Same thing with Proverbs. And, you know, sometimes I get delayed, sometimes I miss a day, but just finished, and I felt that the Lord is really calling me to sit under teaching, to just really, I've taken that time to just try to hear from the Lord, read the Bible and hear from the Lord. And honestly, I got a lot from that, but now I just want to go back to, just being fed the word through people that, have really, that I believe have good understanding of the Bible. And one of them is John Corson. When I first got saved, his commentary just gave me complete insight into who Jesus was. And now I'm revisiting it 10 years later in my faith, you know, cause I've probably gone through for like the first 2 to 3 years, I was going through John Corson commentary every day. And it was amazing. I just never known anything about the Bible. It was blowing my mind. And then you get to a point where you kind of want to, you know, start to interpret things on your own. And I did. And now I'm at a place where I just want to come under some teaching and be fed. And this has just been such a welcomed commentary, starting in the Gospels, and it's been beautiful. So I just want to actually share some of the stuff that I'm reading there, because I feel like it's so much stuff that we can take and apply to our lives and grow. So with that, I hope you stick around. I'm sorry that I'm always changing. Seems like I'm fluctuating. And you know, this is when you know I don't care, or not don't care, but I'm not trying to be professional, as I just start slurping into the mic of coffee or tea. That's when you know I've gone completely to the other side. Green tea. Yeah. One thing I do want to end on is prayer. So as we end this podcast, whatever you're doing, if you're listening, just you know, don't stop what you're doing, but I just want to start praying. I believe it's a practice I fell out of and need to get back into, and it's something that felt like I've just been missing. And why not get back into it with you guys? So yeah. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I just thank you for this opportunity. This opportunity to explore what it is to be a son to the Lord Most High, and what it is to walk with you and be fathered by you. I pray that you would go before the people in this podcast, Lord, wherever their situation is, you would speak your word into their hearts. You would lead them. You would guide them. You would father them. If there are those first generation Christian dads who are listening, I pray that you would encourage their hearts for the journey, increase their faith, Lord, and I know I've often said that, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Lord, help us as we walk this walk in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.